DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. US President Barack Obama has given a 10-minute televised statement on progress towards a 2013 budget agreement. Speaking from the White House, Obama said a deal was in sight, but there were still issues needing to be resolved. He expected Congress to be in negotiations up until the midnight deadline. Obama said progress was being made to try and prevent a tax hike for middle-income earners, but didn't disclose details of the negotiations. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has used her New Year address to appeal for courage and continued innovation in the country. Merkel warned the year ahead would be economically tougher than 2012, when Germany successfully avoided going into recession. The Chancellor's address to the nation contradicted assurances by Germany's Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble last week that the worst was behind the Eurozone's leading economic power. She also called for greater international efforts in monitoring financial markets, saying the world had not yet learned enough from the 2008 financial crisis. Explosions across Iraq have killed at least 16 people. The bombing struck the northern provinces of Kirkuk and Diyala and south of Baghdad in the Babil province. Officials say the attacks were targeted at Shiite Muslims making their way to a religious ceremony and security forces in the area. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the strikes. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Egypt's currency, the pound, has continued to fall, dropping to its lowest level in 7 years. President Morsi says the drop is no concern and he expects it to stabilise in the coming days. Contributing to the fall are the many Egyptians who have rushed to convert their pounds to dollars. This run on the banks has prompted officials to limit how much cash can be taken out of the country. The sharp decrease on Monday coincides with the recent political turmoil in the country surrounding the controversial new constitution, which was passed into law last week. Egypt's economy has been in gradual decline since the revolution which toppled former dictator Hosni Mubarak at the beginning of 2011. The United Nations has ended its peacekeeping mission in East Timor. The last of the soldiers stationed left the former Portuguese colony on Monday. Local leaders expressed their excitement about the historic moment, despite acknowledging the challenges posed by widespread poverty and lack of development in the country. UN-sanctioned troops have been stationed in the country for the past decade to ensure peace and stability. Iran on Monday said it has successfully tested a range of weapons during ongoing manoeuvres in the Gulf. A Navy spokesperson said the improved surface-to-air missiles were capable of striking medium-range aerial targets and had already been installed on Iranian warships. Iran has recently increased its military exercises as international tensions grow over its nuclear programs. And to soccer now. Bayern Munich's Frank Ribéry has been named the best outfield player in the Bundesliga. Ribéry polled well ahead of second-place Borussia Dortmund's Mario Reus. Hamburg's René Adler was named best keeper and Frankfurt's Armin Wey was awarded the title of best coach for the first half of the season. New Year celebrations have started in the Pacific, Asia and parts of Europe. In Australia, the city of Sydney had more than a million people turn out to watch the fireworks display on the harbour. Hong Kong had the biggest fireworks display ever seen in the southern Chinese city. Myanmar, also known as Burma, celebrated a public countdown to midnight for the first time this year. Recapping this hour's top stories, US congressional leaders have just hours to agree on a budget for 2013 and to stop the country falling back into recession. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has used her New Year address to appeal for innovation in the country. And the New Year is being rung in across the world. Happy New Year from all of us here in Bonn, Germany. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle News.